Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Neil.
Hi there, Rob. Yes, I'm Neil.
Now, Neil, tell me, when you think of skyscrapers, the very tall, thin buildings, which cities do you think of?
Well, probably New York, Shanghai, perhaps Dubai.
Well, London is also the home to a growing number of skyscrapers, with nicknames like the Gherkin, the Walkie Talkie and the Cheese Grater. But not everyone likes them. Do you like them, Neil?
Well, I like the nicknames. I think they're really fun. And actually, I quite like the buildings too. They're quirky, which means unusual, odd, in a nice way.
Yeah, I agree. But today we'll be talking about why many people are unhappy about these new skyscrapers and learning some language about towns and buildings. But first,
a question, Rob.
Yeah, of course. For many years, the tallest building in London was St. Paul's Cathedral. But when was it built? Was it completed in A, 1508, B, 1608, or C, 1708?
Well, I think that it was C, 1708.
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right or wrong at the end of the programme. Well, let's start our discussion with that very building, St. Paul's Cathedral in central London.
We're going to hear from BBC reporter Jonathan Savage. Which adjective does he use to describe the height of St. Paul's? And which word does he use to say that it now seems much smaller than the skyscrapers nearby?
This is St. Paul's Cathedral in central London. It's a modest 111 metres high, but for nearly 300 years, it was the tallest building in this city. Now it's dwarfed by nearby skyscrapers, many of which have sprung up in just the last few years. They've got irreverently British nicknames like the Gherkin, the Cheese Grater and the Walkie Talkie.
So, we heard those three skyscrapers again, but what about St. Paul's? He said it was a modest 111 metres high. Modest here means not large in size or amount. It means it's only 111 metres.
That was the adjective. And the other word we asked you to listen out for was dwarfed. St. Paul's is dwarfed by the nearby skyscrapers. If something dwarfs another thing, it makes it seem small in comparison.
Yes, and this has happened recently. He says the new buildings have sprung up in the last few years. When he says they've sprung up, he means they've suddenly appeared, and it's often used to talk about buildings.
And he also used a great word to talk about those nicknames. He said they were irreverently British nicknames. If something is irreverent, it doesn't show the respect you might expect for official things and often treats serious subjects in quite a fun, jokey way.
By calling them irreverently British, he suggests that being irreverent is quite typically British. Now, Rob, you're quite typically British, but are you irreverent?
I think I am. I joke about everything. But whether these nicknames are respectful or not, as I mentioned, many people are not happy with these tall new buildings. What reasons does Jonathan Savage give?
They're not universally popular. Some say they obstruct sight lines of old-fashioned landmarks like this one, that they threaten London's cultural identity, that they're just plain ugly. A group of high-profile Londoners, politicians, artisans and academics are now campaigning to halt this incoming tide. They say more than 200 more skyscrapers are being thoughtlessly thrown up across London.
OK, so what were their reasons? They said they obstruct sight lines. They block the views of some older landmarks.
They also threaten London's cultural identity. And some think they're just plain ugly. The word plain in this context emphasises the adjective that follows. Just plain ugly means very ugly.
Indeed. Well, that's the opinion of this group, but not of all Londoners. Nonetheless, they're working to halt or to stop the incoming tide of new skyscrapers. An incoming tide is the rise of the sea that happens every day, which makes it come further into the land. A strong image and a lovely idiom to use when something is happening more and more.
Yes. Earlier, we heard the phrasal verb spring up, which similar phrasal verb was used by the reporter.
They say more than 200 more skyscrapers are being thoughtlessly thrown up across London.
Thrown up. If something is thrown up, it's made quickly and without a lot of care.
But be careful. To throw up also has a different meaning, which is to vomit or be sick. Rob, have you got a head for heights?
I've certainly got a head for heights, and it doesn't make me sick being up high.
Well, in that case, you're unlikely to throw up from the top of one of these buildings.
Indeed. Well, back to the ground level to answer today's question. Earlier, I asked you when St. Paul's Cathedral was finished. Was it in 1508, 1608, or 1708?
And I said 1708.
Okay, and you were right. They actually started building it back in 1675.
Yes, not too long after the Great Fire of London in 1666, which is why they had to rebuild it.
Thank you, Neil, and thank you everyone for listening. Do join us again next time for more 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.